yesterday, Nolan Ryan announced that he would not renew his personal services contract with the Rangers. You know, since he retired, he'd been on a 10-year personal services contract. We did a segment earlier on the show, in the show on that. And the Rangers offered him, what, 1% ownership?
Yeah, sweet deal.
$3 million, and he said, no, thanks, I'm going to do some other stuff with my minor league teams. Well, joining us to talk about that and other baseball issues is the Hall of Famer, Nolan Ryan. Morning, Nolan.
Morning, fellas. How you guys doing?
Okay, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Just sitting here having a mess of dove eggs and some snake bacon.
Oh, sounds like you've been hunting again.
Having a nice glass of aardvark buttermilk, reading the Raccoon Times.
you like to kill your own food, don't you?
I do.
Oh. Yeah. Well, what about this personal services deal with the Rangers? It expired and you just had no interest in coming back?
Well, that whole deal there, I just considered that free money. I mean, the deal we had was this, is that they would give me about $3 million a year or something like that, and I'd pretend that their entire existence wasn't a joke.
That does sound like a pretty good deal for you.
Yeah, Rangers are to baseball what Big Dick Hunter is to the ticket. Just kind of contributes nothing, just along for the ride.
Come on. I wouldn't say that about the Rangers or Big Dick Hunter.
Well, I mean, it's pretty well known. The Rangers are about as legitimate as Freddy Krueger's birth.
Yeah.
That's a joke of an organization. I'm glad to be free of them.
Wow. Man. Well, a lot of people are disappointed because they liked it when you'd come back and sign autographs and, you know, be a part of the organization. People are going to miss you around here.
Yeah, well, too bad.
Wow, Nolan.
Come on. These are your fans you're talking to.
I'm tired of going to Arlington. That it's just too big of a difficulty to be up there with the Unicard and everything. It's just too confusing.
Yeah, we're just talking about the Unicard.
Yeah, you know, I'm basically a Houston guy at heart.
Yep.
I was an Astro. I don't know if y'all know that for a lot of years.
You're aware of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and plus I live, you know, close to down here on my ranch.
Mm-hmm.
Out in Alvin.
Yeah, and I had to avoid the big city during the Super Bowl.
Why is that? You want to stay away from Houston?
Well, just too many others, if you know what I'm saying.
No. What do you mean by that?
You know, people who aren't like me.
What do you mean?
Like you?
Well, women. It's too tempting for a married guy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. Understand. Gotcha.
I got what you're saying.
And old Ruth's ass is sagging, so.
Come on.
So you're being tempted more?
Talk about her like that.
No, I shouldn't talk bad about her. She's proved to be a real trooper lately.
Oh, yeah? What happened?
Well, Ruth and I have been locked in a battle of life and death.
Really?
Yeah, the snow monkeys have us holed up in our barn right now.
Oh, no.
Not the snow monkeys again.
Yeah, we're basically under siege.
Oh, God.
You're in the barn right now?
Yeah, we're in the barn right now, and we've been surviving on hay and horse meat for the past couple weeks. Yeah, this phone I'm talking to you on, that's put in here by the lead snow monkey. He ran a phone line in here where we could talk to us.
Negotiate. Well, why are they holding you hostage?
Well, he wants me to sign over the deed to my ranch to him.
Well, don't do that.
Yeah, they've been trying to take over this land down here for a while, and so they've overrun us, and they've already opened up a banana store on the other side of the tank.
You know, many years ago, you should never, when you were working with the agriculture department, never sign that bill to eradicate snow monkeys.
I know. It's been a constant struggle ever since then. Ruth just wants to be done with it. She wants me to just give them the keys to my big fishing boat and be done with it. I ain't giving them ship.
Nah, don't give in to the snow monkeys, Nolan.
I gotta go, and a moose yak just broke into our cooler and stealing my pearl light, so.
We'll see you,
right,
Nolan.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Poor guy.